Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 146. Is organic food really better for you? Is organic food really better for you? What about for your children? This is a question patients ask me all the time. It is also a question Jane and I ask ourselves every time we see the high price of organic food. Organic versus conventional foods can be an emotional issue. Many people choose organic because they want to do everything possible for their health and the environment. In this podcast, I share the latest medical science behind organic versus conventional foods to help you decide if the extra cost is really worth it or not. Produce. Let's talk about organic versus conventional. Organic blueberries versus conventional blueberries. Which should you put in your basket at the grocery store? Fortunately, we now have enough medical studies to help us make a more educated decision. The widely recognized definitive study on organic versus conventional produce was published in the prestigious British Medical Journal. This study combined the results of 343 smaller studies comparing organic to non-organic produce. Here are the three main findings of this study. Number one, organic produce has more antioxidants. Number two, organic produce has four times less pesticide residue. Number three, organic produce has less of the toxic metal cadmium. So why more antioxidants with organic produce? Why are antioxidants so much higher? Well, the answer likely has something to do with plant stress. Organic produce does not get the same megadose of nitrogen that conventional produce gets from synthetic fertilizer. As a result, organic produce tends to grow more slowly. Also, organic produce has to do battle with more insects. In order to fight off insect attacks, plants have to produce protective compounds like flavanols. The combination of slower growth and extra flavanols gives you an extra boost of antioxidants. In many medical studies, more antioxidants from food may decrease your risk of cancer, heart disease, and dementia. Does pesticide residue matter? While some experts claim that the pesticides you're exposed to with conventionally grown produce is too little to matter, other experts disagree. To be honest, we really don't know how much is too much. What we do know is that children may be more susceptible to pesticides than adults. When it comes to pesticides, studies show that they're very closely linked to Parkinson's disease, autism, cancer, and many other conditions. For the extra dose of cadmium that we see in conventional produce, the risk is clearly cancer. The unanswered question really comes down to whether there is even enough cadmium in conventional produce to matter. The dirty dozen. If your funds are tight, then focus where your precious food dollars will give you the best return on investment. When this comes to produce, buy organic whenever possible for the dirty dozen or those foods which are highest in pesticides and heavy metals. If you're not familiar with the dirty dozen, I have a link to the website that goes over it, but here are the dirty dozen. And for these, in general, the pesticide residue is much higher, heavy metals a lot higher. And they are as follows: the dirty dozen, apples, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, grapes, celery, spinach, sweet bell peppers, cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, imported snap peas, potatoes, hot peppers, and kale. The clean 15. In contrast, for the clean 15, you are fine saving some money and buying conventional produce. The clean 15 are avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, cabbage, frozen sweet peas, onions, asparagus, mangoes, papayas, kiwi, eggplant, grapefruit, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and sweet potato. So, quick quiz, can you tell me what the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 are? I'm guessing you can't. So the question is, how do you remember the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15? To help you remember, there are many free apps, and I provide links to some of these free apps for your smartphone that you can download to help you remember the next time you go grocery shopping. And all of these links are on my website under the same blog. Number 146 is organic food really better for you? Alternatively, if you don't want to do the app, you can't remember them, you can do what we usually end up doing. Basically, if you eat the outer portion, like broccoli, strawberries, or grapes, buy organic when possible. In contrast, if you eat the protected food inside, like with nuts, oranges, or onions, we generally buy conventional. Of course, this method is not perfect, as pesticides can still be taken up by the root system of the plant. Should you ever eat something on the Dirty Dozen list? As I frequently travel, this is a dilemma I face all the time. When I am on an airplane, would it be better for me to eat the conventionally grown apple or the organic protein bar? Even though the conventionally grown apple is number one on the Dirty Dozen list, the apple is probably a lot better for you than all of the sugar, processed proteins, refined grains, industrial oils, and other chemicals in that protein bar. While organic has many advantages, what you choose to eat is far more important than whether it is organic or not. As the average American only eats 1.1 fruits and 1.6 vegetables each day, that's horrible. The real question isn't organic or conventional. The real question, or the bigger issue, is people need to eat more produce, regardless of how it is grown. Is locally grown produce better than organic food from afar? Should you buy conventionally grown produce from a farmer's market or the organic variety, say, that was shipped in from South America? When it comes to nutrients and food, local trumps organic. In one study, researchers found that freshly picked local broccoli had twice the nutritional benefit than organic broccoli shipped in from afar. As most Americans are deficient in one or more micronutrients, if there was a clear difference in the farm-to-plate time, like the farmer's market conventional produce versus organic from South America example, conventional may be better, all things considered, for you. Let's now shift gears. Let's go from produce. Let's now move to meat. Let's talk about organic meat versus conventional meat. When it comes to meat, should you purchase the cheaper conventional meat or opt for the expensive organic cut? To help settle this question, a study was just published in the British Journal of Nutrition. This study looked at the combined results of 67 studies on the subject. The main finding of the study was that organic meat had 47% more omega-3 than conventional meat. Let me repeat that. This is the main difference between organic meat and conventional meat in this study, 47% more omega-3. So my follow-up question is, does that extra dose of omega-3 in organic meat really matter? The real question here is, why is organic meat so much higher in omega-3? This is because conventionally raised animals are fed grain, and organic animals are allowed to go outside and eat what animals have eaten since the dawn of time, basically natural grasses. Omega-3 is much more common in grass than grains. To put this finding into perspective, a single serving of organic beef is likely to get you about 50 milligrams of DHA. DHA is the basically the fish form of omega-3. The one you really want is the DHA. Thus, you would have to eat about 20 servings of an organic steak to get the same dose of omega-3 as eating a single 3.5 ounce, that's 100 grams for those of you outside the U.S., serving of salmon. Don't get me wrong. Every little bit of natural omega-3 you can get from food helps. Omega-3 clearly has a role in preventing heart disease, depression, dementia, cancer, or arthritis, as I recently discussed in a previous blog. Dairy. So now we've done produce, we've done meat, let's now move on to dairy, organic versus conventional. In a recent study on organic versus conventional milk, researchers came to the similar conclusion. Once again, this study was also just published in the British Journal of Nutrition, and it was a meta-analysis, or a study averaging the results of 170 previously published studies on the subject. As with organic meat, the main finding of the study was that there was 56% more omega-3 in organic milk compared to conventional milk. When they looked at other nutrients, you know, the data were mixed. For example, they saw more vitamin E and iron in organic milk, but they saw less iodine and less selenium in the organic milk. So, seems to be a mix other than omega-3s. Each glass of organic milk contains 32 milligrams of DHA. That's that really important omega-3 we just talked about. Compare this to the more than 1,000 milligrams of DHA in a single serving of salmon. As with eating the organic meat example above, you would have to drink about 2 gallons, that's 8 liters for those of you outside the U.S., of organic milk to get the same dose of omega-3 as eating a single 3.5-ounce, 100-gram serving of salmon. What about all of the antibiotics, the hormones, the pesticides that conventional cows are exposed to? Fortunately, by law, every truckload of milk in the U.S. is tested for antibiotics and other drugs. If drug residue is found, guess what? The milk is discarded. When it comes to pesticides, the United States Department of Agriculture tests dairy. Fortunately, pesticides in either conventional or organic milk is low. The main pesticide they do find when they test it is a remnant of DDT. You may be saying, DDT, I thought that stuff was banned ages ago. Well, even though DDT was banned many years ago, there's still levels of DDT byproducts that will continue to exist in the soil in the U.S. and around the world for the next 50 years until this chemical can essentially be eliminated from this planet. One other problem with conventional milk is the bovine growth hormone that conventional cows are given. While this hormone doesn't survive pasteurization and it certainly doesn't survive digestion in your stomach, a byproduct does. Indeed, insulin growth factor 1, that's IGF-1, is much higher in conventional milk when compared to organic milk. And as I discussed in a previous blog and podcast, probably, it's probably been more than a year ago, IGF-1 may increase the risk of cancer. So let's try to bring this all home, wrap up this podcast, and let me share with you the key takeaway message. Well, we're going to answer that question. Should you buy organic or conventional? The simple answer is it depends on what is available, it depends on who is eating it, and it depends on your food budget. Here are the 5 take-home messages of this article. Number 1, organic may be more important for children than adults. Children, their bodies are growing, developing. Pesticides may affect them more. So organic is probably more important for children. So take that into account, depending on who's eating the food. Number 2, organic produce has more antioxidants. Number 3, organic produce has less pesticide residue and less heavy metals. Number 4, to save money, only buy organic for the Dirty Dozen. Number 5, organic meat and dairy is higher in omega-3. Now that we've hit on the main points of the study, when do you buy organic? And have you noticed a difference between organic and conventional? I would love to hear your comments. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. Scroll to the bottom of blog number 146, Is Organic Food Really Better for You? There you will see a place to leave your comments. Leave your comments. Add to what's already been submitted thus far. As always, if you have a question, you can just leave it there on the comments, and I'll do my best to answer every question. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope that this is helping you to live better, make smarter choices, and, well, until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.